Yo, this is Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses.
Hey, this is Carmen Electra.
Hi, this is Daryl Strawberry.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hi, this is Don Sally.
Hey, yo, Hulk Hogan here.
What's up? This is Beyonce. I got a great show lined up for y'all.
Hey, yo, let's get this party started.
The Sports Beat.
You know what? Let's keep it hot.
The Sports Beat
is off the chain, man.
The Sports Beat.
Download the podcast now.
You're listening to The Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge. And we are presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Happy Friday to everybody. We have finally made it to the weekend. I'm so excited about this show. No guests today, going the full hour. So much to talk about. I know that Thrip Behringer and I were supposed to have a Georgia Alabama Sports Live show last night, but let's be honest here. We have been traveling all over the state of Georgia and Alabama for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I went yesterday morning because, you know, I got up early. I always like to get to a game 2 hours prior to game time. I got up super early yesterday and drove to Montgomery, got to Patterson Field, ready to call the winner-take-all Game 3 AISA Championship between Lee Scott and Glenwood. And I was ready. I stayed up the night before making sure that my camera worked and the sound worked and the capturing device and all the graphics were loaded. Hey, I'm not just an on-air talent anymore. I'm also a producer. I actually have taken a crash course. A big shout out to Chris Gates and Toygar, who actually helped me and taught me how to operate the camera, do the white balance and everything. It was stuff that I'd learned before, but I needed a crash course. And I went up to the press box. I was ready to go 2 hours before game time. I get the text message that the game has been moved to today. So a winner-take-all game, 2 o'clock at Patterson Field in Montgomery. As Glenwood trying to go back-to-back, Lee Scott trying to win their first state championship since 2002, and Lee Scott also trying to get the trifecta. They have a football championship and a basketball championship. They're trying to go for the baseball championship. I tell you, what a way to end the AISA for both schools. As they both make that transition into the AHSAA for next school year. Also, we had Lowndes win the single A, and we had Lakeside School win double A. Congratulations to Tony Rasmus, the former Russell County head baseball coach. We're hoping to get him on the Georgia Alabama Sports Live show next week. I did reach out to him. I congratulated him. That is like a story of redemption for Coach Rasmus. I am so excited for Coach Rasmus. Him winning a state championship 2 years ago, Lakeside School only won a couple of games. And now they can call themselves champions. I tell you what. In later on in the show, I'm going to break down all the brackets. We have semifinal action and championship action for Georgia and Alabama in the GHSA, the GIAA, and the AHSAA. The GAPS is wrapping up tonight. I plan on, once I'm done here, I plan on being up in Milton at Milton High School for the GAPS championship between Calvary Christian and the Keens Academy. The Calvary Christian Knights trying to win their sixth straight championship as they close out the GAPS, as they make the transition to the GIAA. Thrift Behringer should be joining me for that second game, and he is going to have a very busy day today because he is going to be calling Glenwood Lee Scott at 2 Eastern along with Chris Gates, the producer. And then he is going to drive that 3-hour drive to Metro Atlanta through the traffic just to get there in time for game 2. And I can't wait. I'm excited about calling these doubleheaders for the GAPS championship. And I admit, I was a little disappointed I didn't get to call the winner-take-all game 3 yesterday between Lee Scott and Glenwood. I was prepared. I was ready. I was psyched. But Mother Nature had other plans. And so my plans changed. I drove all the way to Montgomery, and I came all the way back. And, of course, I stopped at Bucky's just an excuse for me to go to Bucky's, where I ran into somebody I knew for the second day in a row. I mean, this is just starting to become a small world, or Bucky's is just really popular. Anyway, we've got a lot to cover here on the show, including NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. The Braves are in New York taking on the New York Mets. There's no time to hit the panic button just yet. The Braves are going to be fine. I really love that addition of Chris Sale. That was a home run, no pun intended, for the Braves to pick up, especially with the injury to Spencer Strider. I'm also going to have my two-a-days. Going to feature Pacelli and Calvary Christian. Today is the day a lot of high schools are having their spring games. Some of them, they're playing other teams. And it's an inter-squad scrimmage for some of the teams like Harris County. They got the black and gold game. Kendrick actually canceled their game. They're going to have just a spirit day. There was really bad weather in the forecast last night. I'm hoping that everybody was safe. I woke up at about midnight in Columbus and just looked outside my bedroom window, and the trees were just shaking, and I was told that winds got up to 50 miles an hour. Luckily, the only damage, and there's no damage, just tree damage out in the backyard. But I hope that everybody is safe. A lot of wet fields. I know they had the tarp out there at Patterson Park. But Flint River, they have moved their semifinal game to Saturday, 2 p.m. game one. Game two will follow shortly after, and a game three on Monday if necessary, as the Flint River Wildcats are in the semifinals against David Emanuel Academy. The GIAA championships are going to be next week, going to be in Macon, and the GIAA TV are going to have those games. And speaking of the GIAA TV, we have got two soccer games that are happening in Macon on the campus of Stratford Academy today. We've got Pacelli and Brookstone for the girls, 5:30 on the pitch. And then at 8 o'clock, we've got the Pacelli boys taking on Stratford Academy. Now, I have the privilege to announce here on the show, I know I announced it before, that on Saturday, I will be the voice of the GIAA Soccer Championships. I can't do the games tonight, even though they're local teams. I would love more than anything to call a Pacelli Brookstone championship, but I will be calling the Calvary Christian championship on George Alabama Sports Live. So the schedules do conflict with each other, and if there is a game three tomorrow, knock on wood, let's hope it doesn't happen, then I have an obligation to call that game as well. And luckily, the GIAA TV does have backup announcers just in case. But I want to thank Brett Taylor. I also want to thank Jeremy Hayes. And I also want to thank Thrift Behringer for giving me this opportunity. Here are the games that are happening tomorrow at Stratford Academy at 12 o'clock. You got the 2A Girls Championship, Westminster Christian taking on Central Fellowship. At 2:30 p.m., you got the Boys Championship, Trinity Christian taking on Westminster Christian. And then at 5 p.m., the 3A Girls Championship. Frederica is taking on Westminster of Augusta. And finally, the 3A Boys Championship. Holy Spirit Prep is taking on Westminster Augusta. I promise you this. I will probably, in the broadcast, mention that that's where Anthony Edwards went to high school. Holy Spirit Prep. He's probably the most famous basketball player in the state of Georgia right now as we speak. And that's a good segue to go ahead and take the first break. When we come back, I'm going to break down the NBA playoffs. What's going on with the Boston Celtics? Are the Knicks in trouble with all their injuries? The NHL playoffs. We still got four cities that have the potential to win an NBA championship and an NHL championship in the same calendar year. This has never happened in the history of sports. I will go through the history of multiple cities with multiple championships. Also, Frank Vogel is out as Phoenix head coach. When the big three doesn't work, why do they always blame the coach? And I will get into the Atlanta Braves, everything that's going on in the world of sports. You don't want to go anywhere. This is a Friday, and we are just keeping it locked down here on WQEE. We'll be right back.
Active Pest Control offers the best services and prices to protect your home, offering both monthly and quarterly pest control services, plus specific services like bed bug, German roach, and flea control. Even if you can't see them, insects are all around you 24/7. Active Pest Control wants to be the first line of defense. Active Pest Control, repair, bond, best termite coverage around. Active Pest Control, 34 Jefferson Street, Newnan, 770-954-9941.
It's the best in sports and entertainment. And get locked in and locked down with Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. with your host, me, Ryan O'Neill, each and every morning right here with the best in sports and entertainment, all the way from professional sports to college sports to River Dragons hockey and everything in between, including some of the very best local and national guests. It's the Rhino Radio Penitentiary, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., Monday through Fridays, right here on 99.1 FM WQEE.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tune in each Sunday morning right here on WQEE 99.1 FM for The Key for Help from a High with Bishop Daniel Hardaway Sr. of Redemptive Life Worship Center at 9 a.m. Hear the Word of God and soak it in. You can join us for our live Sunday service at 10 o'clock a.m. till 12:30 p.m. at Redemptive Life Worship Center at 2265 Highway 54 in Marlin, Georgia. Have a blessed week.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. I am so glad to be here on this Friday. So much to get into. Why don't we break down the NBA playoffs? Last night, probably the biggest shocker in the NBA playoffs, it wasn't the Mavericks beating the Thunder. I expected that. It's the Cavaliers beating the Celtics, and they didn't just beat them. They took them to school and ran them out of the garden, 118-94. The Celtics just decided not to show up for this game. All five starters for the Cavaliers in double figures. Caris LeVert, he came off the bench and had 21 points. Donovan Mitchell led the way with 29. And Cleveland not only ties up the series, they steal home court from the Celtics. I was wrong. I thought the Celtics were going to sweep the Cavaliers. This came out of nowhere. Where was that intensity from the Boston Celtics? You know, their dirt and grind players that they had on last year's team, like Marcus Smart and Robert Williams and Grant Williams, they're not there anymore. What happened to Drew Holiday? He was a non-factor. Jason Tatum, he did have 25 points, but no production from the bench. The Celtics are supposed to be this deep team, and maybe the injury to Kristaps Porzingis is finally catching up with him. I still think the Boston Celtics will win this series, maybe in five, but now it's looking like Cleveland could steal a game and this could go to six. I just have a hard time seeing the Cavaliers win a game seven on the road. That rarely happens in the history of basketball. Meanwhile, Luka Doncic with 29 points as the Dallas Mavericks even the series with the Oklahoma City Thunder, just as I expected. And how about P.J. Washington? Another P.J. in the NBA that's considered a dog. 29 points. The former Kentucky Wildcat was relentless. And this is what Dallas needs if they want to win this series. OKC, the overall number one seed, great at home. Still a young team. And the Dallas Mavericks, you got to give credit to their head coach, Jason Kidd, who I think he might be a candidate to be the Lakers head coach, and I'll talk about that in a minute. You got to give credit
to the Dallas Mavericks for getting this win. SGA, 33 points, really no production off the bench. And you really think that OKC's number two, which I love Jalen Williams, he played at Santa Clara. He's been a great number two to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. No production off the bench. This series is going back to Dallas, tied 1-1. I still think the Mavericks could win this series in six, because can Oklahoma City steal one in Dallas? If this gets to a game seven, I think that Dallas, with the experience of Kyrie in game sevens, and they also have Luka, I think that that could be a factor that could mean that the Dallas Mavericks could get to the Western Conference Finals. But in my opinion, I don't think anybody's beaten Minnesota. The Minnesota Timberwolves, they can really put the throat on their opponent. And you can never count out the defending champs, but how is Denver going to respond when Minnesota has all that energy? They have all that defensive specialty stoppers. And you look at Denver, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is a game-time decision. I mean, he should play. But Minnesota has really put their clamps on the defending champions, and they're going back to Minnesota. This has been a great story, not only for Anthony Edwards, who is now a superstar, but the entire team. They should get Rudy Gobert back. He missed game two because of the birth of his child. And by the way, stop taking shots at Rudy Gobert. You got Draymond Green, Gilbert Arenas saying, hey, I can't believe that you missed that game just because of the birth of your child. I mean, come on. There are more important things in life than basketball. And I'm telling that because I'm a father of two. If Minnesota wins tonight, it's over. I don't think that Denver can overcome a sweep. Denver could split in Minnesota. It goes back to Denver 3-1. So that's a possibility. Denver has got to at least get a split. They would want to win both games in Minnesota, even though it's going to be a tough place, a tough environment for Denver to try to win two games in Minnesota. But this could go seven games, and you got to remember, Denver's got the home court. If Minnesota wants to win this series, I think they got to close it out in Minnesota, and they got to win it in six. I see a scenario where Denver steals a game in Minnesota. It goes back to Denver, and Denver wins the game in Denver, and Minnesota closes out in game six, and they advance to the Western Conference Finals. It's definitely not over yet, but if Minnesota does win tonight, just don't let Denver win one game, because then you give them confidence. The earlier game tonight, the Knicks up 2-0 against the Indiana Pacers, going back to Indianapolis, where I think Indiana wins the games at home, but the Knicks are hobbling into this game. Mitchell Robinson is going to be out. OG Anunoby is going to be out. Jalen Brunson is hobbled. But the one thing about a Tom Thibodeau-led team is the players play hard for him. They do get worn out, but it looks like it's not happening here in the playoffs. Who is going to step up for the New York Knicks if they want to try to close out this series and reach the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2000? Is it going to be Josh Hart or Dante DiVincenzo or Isaiah Hartenstein, Miles McBride? They do have some players on their team that could step up when it matters the most. I cannot wait this weekend, NBA playoffs. We'll have probably some clarity on Monday on who could possibly close out this series. But as a basketball fan, I love to see these games go 6 and 7 and having a long series for both of the quarterfinals games in the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. All right, the Phoenix Suns fire Frank Vogel. Yeah, he did win a championship with the Lakers in 2020. Although it was in the bubble, and then the Lakers ran him out of town. You know, Frank Vogel is still young. He's only 50 years old. He's a good coach. He was the scapegoat because the Big Three didn't work out in Phoenix. The Big Three didn't work out in Brooklyn, and Steve Nash got ran out of town. He has had success, especially coaching at Indiana. It didn't really work out in Orlando. He missed the playoffs in two seasons, and he was in L.A. for three seasons. One and done for the Phoenix Suns. Did the Suns pull the plug too early on Frank Vogel? Now there's talks that the Suns want to try to get Mike Budenholzer. If it's not going to work out with Frank Vogel, why did you give him 1 year? I mean, the Suns had a very disappointing exit in the playoffs. I mean, look who they fired before. They fired Monty Williams, and he got them to the NBA Finals in 2021. And then in 2022, they went 64-18, and they end up losing in the conference semifinals. Monty Williams gets them to the conference semifinals again, and then he gets fired after a 45-37 record. So I don't think they were fair to Frank Vogel, and they just cut the cord on him a little too soon. I think that you should have gave Frank Vogel another year, but the Suns trying to win a title. They got the new ownership group. They're just trying to do it with superstars. It really doesn't work when you don't have veteran players who are willing to come in with a minimum salary to play along your veteran superstars. Look at the Warriors when they had Klay, Steph, and Draymond in their prime. David West would come over, the veteran, and play for a minimum contract. Andre Iguodala came over back to the Warriors. Sean Livingston, these veteran players, high IQ guys that know how to play. Look, Shane Battier is not coming out of retirement to go play for the Suns for a minimum contract. James Jones, who's now in the front office, is not going to come out of retirement and play for the Suns. So it only worked, the only time that the big three worked, a couple of times actually, Boston in 2008, they won a championship in the first year of their big three with Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce. But they had some good pieces around. They had Rajon Rondo, who is a very young point guard. He was just a pure point guard. And they also had Tony Allen. They had some very good role players, Kendrick Perkins. That's why they were able to win the championship. It wasn't easy because the Hawks took them to seven games in 2008. The Cavaliers took them to seven games, and they ended up beating a Lakers team that wasn't quite championship ready. The Lakers ended up winning it in 2009 and 2010. And then let's fast forward to 2011. Yes, I know we all hated the decision by LeBron James and then the rally the day after where he promised eight championships to the city of Miami. Look, they wanted to run Eric Spoelstra out of town when the Heat started 9-8. And the reason why that was successful, because you have a smart GM in Pat Riley who said, no, stay the course. And now Eric Spoelstra is considered one of the best head coaches of all time. He is a Hall of Fame coach. There's no question in my mind of what he has done with the Miami Heat, getting them to two NBA Finals appearances after LeBron left. You look at what happened with Cleveland after LeBron left. I mean, they're back where they need to be because they've gotten some good draft picks and Donovan Mitchell coming over. But the Miami Heat's culture, they've always been a team that could sustain it. And the reason why is because of Eric Spoelstra. So, yes, I do feel that the Phoenix Suns were very unfair to Frank Vogel. And he is going to get another job somewhere. How about the Hawks? Can the Hawks call Frank Vogel? Come in, let's make it happen, because it's not working out with Quinn Snyder. Frank Vogel is a very good head coach, and he will get a job somewhere. Meanwhile, the Lakers still looking for their next head coach. And my prediction, and I had an X poll, I had a little fun with it, because I think that they are going to get a home run hire. They are going to throw whatever money, because Jeannie Buss, it's L.A. She's just like her dad. It's all about flash. And I know that J.J. Redick is the popular choice. Teron Lue's not leaving the Clippers to go coach the Lakers. Mike Budenholzer is not going to come to coach the Lakers. So the only option they have, they can be a breakthrough organization and offer the job to somebody who I feel is deserving. And that is Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammond. She has coached in the NBA before as an assistant under the Greg Popovich in the San Antonio Spurs organization. She is deserving of a head coaching job, but is the Lakers too much of a big market? I think that if Becky Hammon does come to the NBA, I think she needs to go to a smaller market. But yes, that is somebody who is deserving. I know there's talks about Jason Kidd because he was an assistant in LA coming over and becoming the head coach. And then what about Phil Jackson? I know he's 79 years old. I mentioned this on the show a couple of days ago. Phil Jackson has been the only successful head coach, and he's never coached LeBron. You imagine Phil Jackson with LeBron and AD. I do think that the Lakers need to run it back maybe one last time, but I think that you need to get another superstar in here. And I'm not talking about Russell Westbrook. I'm talking about getting another superstar in here that's willing to play for LeBron and AD. Chris Paul is just too old. He's getting up there in age. I don't know if Bradley Beal or Buddy Hield or maybe even Kevin Durant. I don't know. I know there's talks that Trae Young, I mean, would they be willing to trade Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, and D'Angelo Russell to the Hawks for Trae Young? I know that would not sit well with a lot of Atlanta Hawks fans, but the Lakers do need to get another young superstar in their prime because LeBron is 39 years old, Anthony Davis, 31, and I don't think that this Lakers team, even with Phil Jackson or even with J.J. Redick or even with LeBron, I mean, LeBron can just go be the head coach. I mean, we've seen that in other sports. Look at the Reds with Pete Rose. I mean, I don't know if getting a home run hire of a coach like getting Jay Wright or getting John Calipari, even though he just took the job in Arkansas, I don't know if that's the smartest move. But this Lakers team right now is not a championship team. Switching gears, let's talk NHL playoffs. The Rangers, they get the 3-2 victory over the Carolina Hurricanes in overtime. They take a 3-0 series lead, and I'm here to say it's over. The Rangers have been to the Stanley Cup Final a couple of times. I remember it was about 10 years ago. They took on the LA Kings, and I love seeing the New York market going up against the LA market, and that was a great Stanley Cup Final. The Dallas Stars even up their series with the Colorado Avalanche. And tonight, you got the Boston Bruins tied up with the Florida Panthers. And then you've got the Edmonton Oilers with a 1-0 series lead over the Vancouver Canucks. So right now, when you combine the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, there are four cities left in both playoffs that have an opportunity to do something that has never happened in the history of sports, and that is win a championship in both the NHL and the Stanley Cup. Now, eight times before, there's been NHL teams and NBA teams from the same city or the same sports market that have played for the NBA Finals and also played in the Stanley Cup Final. Recently, 2016, the Golden State Warriors lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers. The San Jose Sharks ended up losing to the Pittsburgh Penguins. And then 2003, the New Jersey Nets were in the NBA Finals against the San Antonio Spurs, and the New Jersey Devils ended up defeating the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. But I do have a list. I mean, this has never happened in the history of the NBA and the NHL. It's the sports market or the city that had multiple championships in a calendar year. And we always say this in sports that the city of Los Angeles was the center of the sports universe. Tampa was the center of the sports universe. But here's the last market, the Tampa market in 2021. We remember the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl with Tom Brady. The Tampa Bay Lightning ended up winning the Stanley Cup. Also, the Tampa Bay Rays in 2020 went to the World Series. So they actually nicknamed the city of Tampa Chompa Bay. And that was very fun just to see Tampa on top of the sports world recently in 2021. And I've had 95.3's WDAE's Jay Retcher on the show, and he talked about just living in Tampa and covering sports in Tampa and what that feeling meant to the city of not just Tampa, but also St. Petersburg, you know, the Tampa Bay sports market. All right, 2020. Yeah, that was the COVID year. And it was also the year that I wasn't a fan of this when it happened. The Lakers won the NBA title and the Dodgers won the World Series. Now, both championships were in the bubble. So personally, they don't count, but the city of LA was excited about that. And then the Rams ended up winning the Super Bowl a little bit later. And so the LA teams all had multiple championships. 2009, the Pittsburgh Steelers, remember that famous Super Bowl where Santonio Holmes with that incredible catch in the back of the end zone from Ben Roethlisberger to defeat the Arizona Cardinals. And then the Pittsburgh Penguins took it to the Detroit Red Wings in one of the most epic Stanley Cup finals. And that was really starting of a dynasty. I thought that the Penguins were just going to be this team with Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. And they just had Marc-Andre Fleury, who was just an incredible goalkeeper. And just couldn't stand the fact that the Penguins ended up beating the Sharks in 2016. And then the Nashville Predators in 2017, which also was a fan of as well. 2004, who could not forget the 2004 season when the Red Sox came back 3-0 to defeat the New York Yankees. And then the New England Patriots ended up beating the Philadelphia Eagles in that Super Bowl in Jacksonville. I never could understand why they played that Super Bowl in Jacksonville. But that was also when T.O. actually broke his leg and he came back and played in that Super Bowl. And that was the third Super Bowl in the early part of the dynasty for Tom Brady and the Patriots. 2002, they list this as the greater Los Angeles area because that year the Lakers won the title in 2002. Don't get me started on the Lakers ended up beating the Sacramento Kings in the Western Conference Finals. And then the Anaheim Angels, led by the Rally Monkey and Mike Socha. And they also had Tim Salmon, Garrett Anderson. They had some great team. Troy Percival, K-Rod. I mean, they had some good players. And they also beat my San Francisco Giants. The Giants were five outs away from winning the World Series. And Dusty Baker decided to pull Russ Ortiz out of the game. Wasn't a fan. All right. 2000, they list this as the greater New York area. The Yankees ended up winning the World Series in the Subway Series. The New Jersey Devils ended up winning the Stanley Cup that year. And that was considered their second Stanley Cup when they defeated the Dallas Stars in 2000. So the four cities that are remaining that have the potential to win an NBA title and a Stanley Cup final are Boston, Dallas, Denver, and Colorado. How great would that be for any one of those sports franchises? And as a casual sports fan, are you rooting for that? Do you want to see the Boston Celtics and the Boston Bruins both win titles? Of which scenario is the most likely scenario? I think the Colorado Avalanche and the Denver Nuggets might be the most likely scenario. Dallas Stars and the Dallas Mavericks, I'm not too sure about. But what about the Knicks and the Rangers? Yeah, I can't believe the amount of times that we've had New York sports teams in championships that we've never had the Knicks and the Rangers both win titles. The city of New York would go crazy if the Knicks or the Rangers or both win a championship respectively in their sports. All right, why don't we take another break? We're going to go pay some bills. And when we come back, I'm going to break down the high school baseball playoffs for all classifications in Georgia and Alabama. And then I'll have my two-a-days, Pacelli, Calvary Christian, coming up. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what we got going on Georgia-Alabama Sports Live as we are wrapping up the school year for Georgia-Alabama Sports Live. You don't want to go anywhere. It's the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
Wishbone Fried Chicken is back in a brand new location, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A here in Noonan. Same great taste, the best chicken around, fish dinners. Open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Dine in, take out. It's Wishbone Fried Chicken, right next door to their former location, bringing you the best chicken around. So great. Wishbone Fried Chicken, 31 Jackson Street, Suite A, here in Newnan.
Hey, sports fans, it's Rod Peterson here, host of The Rod Peterson Show, inviting you to join us daily for 2 hours of Atlanta's funnest sports talk right here on WQEE. I say fun because it is. You've never heard a show like it because we make the listeners a part of the show every day between noon and 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll hear plenty of the best sports talk, including the latest on the Falcons, the Braves, and more. And who knows, you might even hear you. That's the Rod Peterson Show, daily at noon, right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Hey, sports fans. Weekdays, 3 p.m. Eastern to 5 p.m. Eastern. Drive time. WQEE. Braves Country is a Southern sports talk show with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. That's Braves Country with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterbacks. Weekdays, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on WQEE 99.1 FM.
Help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and can protect you all season. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
Back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. So in about 2 weeks, the baseball season will be completely over at the high school level. You know, in the summertime, we've got Little League, we've got District 8 Championship, and then we got the Little League World Series later on in the summer. It's going to be very interesting that we're not going to have a summer of baseball in Columbus because of the Columbus Chattahoots ceasing operations, because they have to get Golden Park ready for the minor league team coming to Columbus in 2025, the Atlanta Braves AA organization. All right, so we've got semifinal matchups in the GHSA today. Starting in 7A, we got Grayson taking on Brookwood, and then we got North Paulding taking on the defending 7A champion Lowndes. In 6A, we got Housen County, who is the defending 6A champions. They are taking on Thomas County Central, and Blessed Trinity is taking on Etowah. Over in 5A, Kell is taking on the defending 5A champions, Loganville. In the other bracket, Cartersville is taking on Ware County. Over in 4A, it's Holy Innocence Episcopal taking on Cherokee Bluff. In the other bracket, the defending 4A two-time champions, North Oconee Titans, are taking on Stars Mill. This is actually a road game for North Oconee. Stars Mill only lost two games all season. They won their region, and Stars Mill trying to make it to the championship. In 3A, you got Mary Persons taking on Calvary Day, and Oconee County taking on the defending 3A champions, Harlem. Over in 2A, Mount Perrin Christian is taking on Appling County, and Rockmart is taking on the defending 2A champions, North Cobb Christian out of Ackworth. Class 1A Division 2, you got the defending champions, Charlton County, taking on Lake Oconee Academy. And in the other bracket, you have Bowdoin taking on Lanier County. And finally, Class 1A Division 1, you got the defending champions, Prince Avenue Christian, taking on Crawford County. And then in the other bracket, you have Tallulah Falls taking on the Kings Ridge Academy. So that is all the classifications for the GHSA. Now let's go ahead and break down the GIAA playoff bracket, as Flint River Academy taking on David Emanuel Academy tomorrow, as that game has been moved. Robert Toombs is taking on Thomas Jefferson today at 1 p.m. Remember, the games for the championship for Class 1A are going to be starting Thursday, May the 16th. Game 1 is going to be at 10 o'clock in the morning. Game 2 is going to be on Friday, May the 17th. And then a Game 3, if necessary, on Saturday. Looking at Class 2A in the GIAA, Gatewood is taking on Southwest Georgia. And then you got Edmund Burke taking on Piedmont. Game 1 is going to be on Thursday at 1 o'clock. Game 2 is going to be on Friday at 1 o'clock. And, of course, a Game 3, if necessary, on Saturday. Class 3A, Valwood is taking on John Millage today. Terrell is taking on Heritage out of Noonan. And the championships are going to be, Game 1 is going to be at 4 p.m., Game 2 on Friday at 4, and then, of course, a Game 3 on Saturday, if necessary. And finally, Class 4A in the GIAA State Baseball Playoffs. First Presbyterian Day, taking on Tatnall Square today, and then the Brookstone Cougars are hosting the defending GIAA champion, Strong Rock Christian, out of Locust Grove. That is going to be on the campus of Brookstone. Two games today, a Game 3 tomorrow, if necessary. The championships are going to be 7 o'clock, Thursday, May the 16th, Friday. Game 2 will be played at 7, and on Saturday, a Game 3, if necessary. And all the GIAA classifications are going to be at Luther Williams Field in Macon, Georgia, and they will be broadcasted on the GIAA TV. Thrift Behringer will be the voice once again for GIAA Sports, and I've talked to him about possibly joining him on the broadcast for the later games. I have a work schedule conflict, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to make it for the earlier games, but we'll see. Good luck to all the teams in the GIAA championships. Let's go over to the AHSAA championships. The championship is set. Central, who has reached the championship for the third straight year, is taking on Bob Jones. I mean, this is a clash of two top teams, not only in the state of Alabama, but in the nation. And Game 1 is going to be at Chocolaca Park in Oxford, May the 14th. Central and Bob Jones. We still have some semifinal games in 6A. Hillcrest is taking on Spanish Fort, and Oxford is taking on Hartzell. The 5A championship is set, as that's going to be on May the 13th. It's Mobile Christian taking on Alexandria. Mobile Christian ended up defeating the Valley Rams in the semifinals. That was the farthest that Valley has gone in a long time. Congratulations for an outstanding season for the Valley Rams. 4A, we've got American Christian Academy that is awaiting the winner of Westminster Christian Academy and Corner. They are both in a Game 3 winner-take-all game today for the right to go to the 4A championship. 3A semifinals, Thomasville taking on Providence Christian, and Lauderdale County is taking on Westbrook Christian. 2A, you got Bayshore Christian taking on R-Triton, and Mars Hill Bible taking on Red Bay. Finally, 1A, Sweetwater is taking on Florida. And then finally, Coosa Christian is taking on Sumpton Christian. Why don't we go take another break? When we come back, I'm going to wrap up this show with my two-a-days, talk about where we're going to be for Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, who could possibly be on the show next week, and I'm going to talk a little high school football as well, Corky Kell Classic. You don't want to go anywhere. It is the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia-Alabama Sports Live, and we will be right back.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
When you really need something to get you through a long graduation ceremony, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worms' soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors will give everyone a reason to celebrate. So when you want to notch the festivities up a couple degrees, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way for everyone to celebrate. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
This is Austin Black, and I am the host of Behind the Tunes.
Have you ever wondered about the stories behind your favorite songs and the journeys of those that sing them? Well, each week, we invite you to go behind the tunes and step into the stories behind your favorite Christian artists that shape the landscape of today's music.
Back here on the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge, presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Well, spring practices are still going on. We got some spring games. I'm going to continue my two-a-days with the two private schools in Columbus. I've already done Brookstone. We have got to do St. Ann Pacelli and Calvary Christian, both in the GIAA. Pacelli season ended in the semifinals against Brookstone last year. Brookstone finally getting over the hump. Pacelli won the championship 2 years before, and Pacelli, led by their legendary head coach, Dwight Jones, you know, they're going to have some rebuilding. You know, Christian Brown is still there at quarterback, and I think that Pacelli, if you look at what they did last year, their record 8-3, 3-1 in the GIAA, they do lose AZ Justy and Braden Hagler and Deuce Moore. And so Corvée James, another senior that is leaving, but they do get Jason Nelson back. Donovan Colvin is a sophomore. Jason Nelson had 12 touchdowns last year. The leading tackler, Justin Sanchez, should be coming back. Braden Houston should be coming back. Pacelli's going to be all right. And, you know, when you have Viking TV and what Dave Plata does as the voice of St. Ann Pacelli, I mean, Pacelli has really built a powerhouse when it comes to not just football, but their entire athletics. The 2024 schedule, it's not finalized yet. We do know when they play Calvary Christian. That is on October the 4th. That's going to be at Calvary. The battle for the Brucelli jug is going to be October the 11th, taking on the Brookstone Cougars. And then they do have some non-region games against Stratford Academy on the 16th of August. Stone Mountain, that's going to be on the road on September the 6th. And then Whitfield Academy on the road September the 20th. Like I said, the schedule has not been finalized just yet. Calvary Christian, you know, and I'm hoping to have the head football coach, Emmanuel Brunson, on the show next week. Calvary Christian, just an incredible season last year, making it all the way to the GAPS Championship. You heard that game right here on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. They did lose to Skipstone Academy, and they were 1 yard away from winning the championship. They were down at the goal line. They went 7-5 last year, 3-0 in region play. They got the win over Skipstone Academy to end the regular season to get them the number one seed, where they ended up facing the Kings Academy in the first round of the playoffs, a team they lost to 27-3, and they won 23-13. To clinch a playoff berth, where once again, 2 weeks later, they end up playing Skipstone Academy. And really, their season started off with a bang, defeating the defending GAPS champions, Cherokee Christian, up in Woodstock on the road, 20-19. And you know, they faced games like the Kings Ridge Christian, which is in the GHSA, Flint River Academy in the GIAA. And so Calvary Christian had a decent season last year. I'm looking forward to what they can do in their first year in the GIAA. Looking at some of the players that are going to return, Luke Scoggins, he is the leading receiver. He's coming back as a junior. They do lose DeAndre Hurd, Luke Zivak, their quarterback, and Noah Strickland, their running back slash cornerback. But they do get Darnell Hamilton coming back. He is one of the leading tacklers on the team. And also Silas Johnson. And they also have TJ Benson, who is going to be one of the top running backs for Calvary Christian. Not sure who the quarterback is going to be. Hopefully, when I get Coach Brunson on, we could find out more of the roster for the 2024 season. But let's go over the schedule. First year in the GIAA for the Calvary Christian Knights, and they are taking on Terrell Academy to start the season on August the 16th. On the road, taking on Stratford Academy on August the 23rd up in Macon. On the road on August the 30th, taking on Mount DeSales Academy. On the road again, taking on Tattnall Square Academy on September the 6th. Their second home game is going to be September the 13th, taking on the Flint River Wildcats, and then taking on the defending GAPS champions. They are going to come into Calvary hungry. They are looking to go back-to-back, but this is a rematch of the GAPS championship from last season. That's going to take place on September the 20th. All right, now we get into our schedule, taking on the Columbus schools. Brookstone, that's going to be on the road on September the 27th, hosting Pacelli on October the 4th. On the road in Perry, Georgia on October the 11th, taking on Westfield School. And then back at home, taking on Strong Rock Christian Academy on October the 18th. The GIAA for Calvary Christian. I cannot wait. It's going to be absolutely fun just to watch the Calvary Christian Knights compete with the likes of Brookstone and Pacelli and Flint River Academy and all these schools that are in and around the Chattahoochee Valley. And maybe we might even get some border wars in some future schedules, possibly playing Glenwood, maybe Lee Scott. Who knows? The sky's the limit when you get into the GIAA. So here's what we got going on for Georgia Alabama Sports Live. Thrift Behringer, right now as this show is airing, he is going to be in Montgomery to call Glenwood, Lee Scott, winner take all game three. And then I will be up at Milton High School for the GAPS championship between Calvary Christian and the Keens Academy. It's a doubleheader, starts at 5 today. And then 7:30, game two will start. It'll actually start approximately 30 minutes after game one. And then tomorrow there will be a game three if necessary. And you can hear all the action on Georgia Alabama Sports Live. All right, one more final thought before I close out the show and you guys can enjoy your Mother's Day weekend. I mean, this is a very important weekend for all the mothers out there. By the way, the six-seeded Columbus State University softball team did lose to Francis Marion University 8-0 yesterday in the first round of the Division II Southeast Regional. They are in the loser's bracket, and they will take on Flagler College 2:30 p.m. today, and the winner will take on the loser of North Georgia College and Francis Marion. And so good luck to the Columbus State Lady Cougar softball team in the regional championships. All right, so we talked about Pacelli, girls and boys. They are in the GIAA championship later today. And I do want to mention Howson County. I mean, it's just a little outside of the Chattahoochee Valley. They are in Warner Robins. They are taking on Alpharetta on August the 17th at 1 p.m. in the Corky Kell Classic at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I kind of feel that would have been really cool if I got the opportunity to call a game at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, because I've never been there. I know it's been around for 7 years, and I have never been to the Benz for a game. So last year, a friend of mine actually sent me a link as they were looking for the voice of the Howson County Bears for football. And I applied, and I didn't get it. But I kind of feel it was like an opportunity that I really wanted to do, but there is a silver lining. I got to call games for Georgia Alabama Sports Live, so everything happens for a reason. But I thought it was really cool that there was an opportunity there to possibly call a game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium for the Corky Kell Classic. Well, that is all the time I have here on the show. I want to thank all my listeners who downloaded the podcast, supported the Facebook page. I'm also on the X, Instagram. You can find this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay tuned for Braves Country Today with Mac McGee and the Armchair Quarterback. That's coming up next here on WQEE. Have a great weekend, everybody, and be safe out there. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Hey, everybody, this is Andy Crispin. Join me this week for worship as I play 2 hours of the best in modern worship music from churches and worship leaders around the world. And this week, my special guest is Blake Goss of New Spring Worship.
See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do not perceive it. I'm making ways in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. For us, that scripture came alive because he did a new thing, actually in an old place.
You don't want to miss a moment of this week's worship with me, your host, Andy Crispin.
WQEE 99.1 FM, The Key, home of Southern Sports and Talk, Noonan, Sharpsburg, Franklin.
The Baxters have a new first book. From number one New York Times best-selling novelist Karen Kingsbury, author of life-changing fiction, comes The Baxters, a prequel. The heart-pounding story of Carrie Baxter's wedding. Amidst family tension and the worst storm Bloomington, Indiana has seen in a decade. The Baxters, by America's favorite inspirational storyteller, Karen Kingsbury. Visit KarenKingsbury.com for more information. The Baxters, available now wherever books are sold.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Calvary Sonoy Fellowship is an expository Bible teaching church where we study the Word of God line by line and we apply it life by life. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock on WQEE and we look forward to having you join us. Our church offices are located in Sonoy, Georgia, 6855 East Highway 16, Suite 102, Sonoy, Georgia. If you'd like to call us, our number is 770-755-8243. Or you can reach me, I'm Pastor Bob, at bob@calvarysonoy.org. S-E-N-O-I-A. You also can go to our website at www.calvarysonoy.org. You can reach our YouTube channel there as well as our Facebook page. Join us at 10 o'clock right here on WQEE.
You've been listening to another episode of the Sports Beat with Richard Holdridge presented by Georgia Alabama Sports Live. You can catch an episode daily on WQEE 99.1 FM The Key Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m. This is a podcast that covers local sports to the Chattahoochee Valley. If you would like to catch a replay of the show, you can download an episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I hope you have a great rest of your day.